The excitement over Florida's presidential primary has waned in recent days. The sudden ascension of Joe Biden as the leading Democratic candidate has left Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders as his only main competition. And there's concern about coronavirus and voting precincts. Officials recommend people avoid getting close to others and potentially germy surfaces like voting booths. I4 Votes reporter Mary Shedden recently spoke with political scientist Susan McManus, who says both issues are affecting Tuesday's vote.
We're certainly expecting it to affect the turnout for people who are waiting to go on Election Day. Obviously, that's one factor, but of course, it's also coinciding with spring break and some unexpected interruptions in people's family life with school closings and so forth. It was 46% in 2016 and 41% turnout in 2012. We were hoping it'd be over 50, maybe 55, probably not going to get there with this.
Now, there's another factor in that the list of candidates for the Democratic nomination have whittled down to pretty much two. Will that be another factor that people are thinking about on Tuesday?
It will be, because all the polls are showing that Biden is so far ahead, it's not exactly like their vote's going to matter in the minds of some people who are busy.
You talked about the polls are showing that Joe Biden has a dominating lead over Bernie Sanders. Can you break down a little of why that is? Is it a generational thing? Is it about the African-American vote?
A lot of it has to do with the age makeup of registered Democrats in Florida. A large percentage, over a third, are people of color, and the African-American constituency is about 29 or 30% of all Florida registered voters. So that's one factor. What you will also see here that you've seen in a lot of other places is that the seniors will turn out at a much higher rate than the younger generations. And it's hard. Spring break is a tough time to get college kids focused on things. But in general, if you look at the patterns across the country, the people who've been supporting Biden nationwide and through the exit polls we know have been seniors, African Americans, and interestingly, women, particularly suburban women, which is a key voting block that could swing one way or another. So the Biden supporters are really looking at that very carefully.
One last question. If you are going to vote on Tuesday, or you got your vote by mail ballot so that you don't have to touch a voting booth, what do you have to say to folks who are seeing the names of people they may have supported just a few weeks ago? Elizabeth Warren, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar. Are they throwing away their vote?
They're never throwing away their vote. It's just that that's not going to count in terms of delegate selection to the national convention, where it is actually the place the nomination takes place. But some people just say, I don't like these two, and I just want to express my opinion, and here's my chance to do so. I think that people tend to forget that a presidential preference primary is just that. You're just stating your preference for who Florida's delegates to the national convention in Milwaukee should vote for when the actual nomination gets to the floor and they vote on the nomination. So, you know, some people might say you're throwing it away. Others might say, who do it, I feel good. I had a chance to say who I really wanted because I know that they're not going to win, but I still have a right to say so.
And there's always November.
Always November, right. Florida is still important. Many people are complaining about March 17th being too late, that we should have gone on Super Tuesday. But a lot of people are looking at it realistically. We'll probably be the punchline in all of this.
Dr. Susan McManus, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
We've also been speaking with voters along the I-4 corridor. You can check out what they had to say and our coverage on our website, wusfnews.org.